Home is an easy word. Or is it? Home has two big things going for it. It's a high-frequency word that children already know from spoken language. And given the way it's spelled, its pronunciation is the expected one. It's a silent E word, and so the vowel is long. Home. But there's a complication. It actually doesn't have many friends, and it has two false friends that are very high-frequency words. Think for a moment. What other O-M-E words rhyme with home? There are a few, but they're low-frequency words, such as dome, chrome, and tome, which aren't among the first words a beginning reader needs to learn. It's a little surprising when a high-frequency word with a very ordinary spelling and pronunciation, like H-O-M-E, hasn't got any close friends. That is just another funny thing about English. Why is home so lonely? The false friends of home are some and come. They are actually higher in frequency, used more often, and usually learned earlier than home. The challenge then is to learn home and keep it separate from some and come. And vice versa, keep some and come away from home. Home should not be hard because it works like other silent E words, the vowel is long. It can also be grouped with morphological relatives such as homes, homeland, homeroom, and many others. Remember, the idea is to treat the word as a member of a family of words that support each other, rather than as a loner that has to be memorized, treated as a sight word. Some and come go together, and each has morphological relatives for support as well. Something, someone, handsome, comes, become, overcome, welcome, and so on. In learning, as in life, it's good to have friends.